Winter storm warnings have been issued for many parts of southern Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, January 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Corrine Hess tells us about a GOP-backed proposal that could change some of Wisconsin's education programs. And Margaret Faust tells us about a program in Milwaukee that's helping affordable housing residents become homeowners. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings for many parts of southern Wisconsin. The heaviest snow is expected to fall south of a line stretching from La Crosse to Door County. Cities like Madison, Milwaukee, and other areas within the band could see between 6 and 10 inches. Forecasters say parts of southwestern Wisconsin could see up to a foot. Meteorologist Jeff Mikowski of the National Weather Service office in Green Bay says travel conditions will deteriorate throughout the day today.
I mean, I guess the main thing is just to have a plan for the day if you're driving somewhere Tuesday. Know that you can probably get wherever you're going in the morning pretty easily, but getting back home may be harder later in the day.
Areas north of the La Crosse and Door County line are expected to see less snow, with accumulations of between 1 and 5 inches. Some of Wisconsin's education programs could be redesigned under a Republican proposal. Corrine Hess reports a teacher apprenticeship bill would cut in half the amount of time that teachers spend in college.
The measure would replace the traditional 4-year degree with a 2+2 model, where students attend school for 2 years and then are paid to student teach for the rest of their education. The bill isn't a mandate. Students and colleges would opt in. Republican State Representative William Penterman says the measure would save teachers money and provide them with better training.
And I think having future teachers in the classroom for at least 2 years working with the students before they even set foot in the classroom on day one of their certified teaching time, I think that would be a huge win for our state.
So far, more than 25 other states have passed similar laws, Penterman says. The State Department of Public Instruction has said it is working on a teacher apprenticeship program. DPI has not commented on this bill. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly have unveiled a proposal to legalize medical marijuana in limited circumstances. The bill would open 5 state-run dispensaries for people with certain medical conditions, like cancer and multiple sclerosis. Patients would need to apply for a license, and products would be dispensed by state-licensed pharmacists. Representative John Plummer of Lodi said Republicans don't want Wisconsin to resemble neighboring states like Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois. Those states have legalized medical and recreational marijuana.
The one thing we heard from other states when we did ask them about their program was it can become like the Wild Wild West out there, and we didn't want that to happen here.
Wisconsin Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, have called for full legalization, but Evers has previously said he'll support standalone medical legalization. The governor's spokesperson told WPR that he's still reviewing this particular proposal. 30 low-income renters in Milwaukee have a chance to own their own homes. Margaret Faust reports on a program meant to promote home ownership.
The Metcalf Park Home Ownership Initiative uses a federal tax credit to sell single-family homes to low-income tenants for a fraction of the value. Most of the eligible tenants are Black, but homeowners in Milwaukee are disproportionately white. Dee Kemp is with Axe Housing, a nonprofit that's helping these tenants buy their homes. She says minority home ownership helps neighborhoods thrive. She says people are paying property taxes, so they will look out for their homes and each other.
What somebody is calling the ghetto or the hood right now, they're going to be calling 5 minutes from downtown in 5 years.
This development model is known as eventual tenant ownership. Developers get a tax credit and tenants get a home for a discount. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Wisconsin is trailing most of its neighbors in terms of publicly available electric vehicle charging stations. That can mean EV owners have to carefully plan out their travels. data from the State Department of Transportation shows that Iowa is the only neighboring state with fewer electric vehicle charging stations than Wisconsin. John Brillhart is an EV owner who lives in Minnesota but visits Door County each summer.
It's a little bit hard because the last place I can charge with a high-speed charger is in Wausau before I hit Door County.
The state is set to receive $78 million from the federal government to build roughly 60 fast charging stations. Brillhart says those stations would allow him to more frequently visit the state and spend money at local businesses. And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Make sure those snow blowers are fired up and ready to go if you're living in southern Wisconsin. The snow already falling this morning, and yeah, it's going to keep falling throughout the day. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, all you got to do is hit subscribe. Automatically, we're right here in your feed every single weekday morning. So until tomorrow, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.